before you even go down the road of like committing to do a user conference, it is super important to get executive buy-in, right? Like, this is not the type of event that an events team or really even like a marketing team alone can pull off. It is like a full company event, right? We need sales, we need customer success, we need product. Everyone needs to come together to support this initiative or it will not be successful.
Great events create great brands, but pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village, and we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you are listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's really exciting conversation. My name is Alyssa Peltier. I am the Director of Market Strategy and Insights here on our Cvent consulting team. Today, we're going to be talking about kind of this growing significance and this increasing popularity of a very specific event type, the event type of a user conference, which Cvent just so happens to do as well. Sixth Sense runs a 1,000-person U.S.-based conference known as Breakthrough, that was recently done towards the end of last year for this organization. So today we're switching it up. It's not going to be one of those boring PowerPoint webinars that you might be used to. We're going to be super conversational, fireside chat type discussion with Bethany Murphy, who happens to be the head of events at Sixth Sense. Welcome, Bethany, to the stream.
We're happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us today. So today we're going to discuss kind of the unique nature of this conference for Sixth Sense as an organization. We'll talk a little bit with Bethany about the strategic planning and the thought process that she and her team go through in order to execute this event. We'll get kind of into the nuts and bolts of conference management in terms of budget management and timelines, you know, all the really sexy stuff when it comes to conferences. And then my favorite part is how do we measure the success of this program? So with that, Bethany, give us the audience just a little bit more of a background about yourself and what you do at Sixth Sense.
Sure. So I have 20 years of experience running events, mostly in the B2B tech space. I have been at Sixth Sense heading up events for coming on 2 years in June, which is crazy. And my team manages our user conference, which we're going to talk lots about. We also run our larger internal events. So our sales kickoffs, our President's Club incentive event, third-party events, so lots of trade shows, and kind of all larger-scale customer and prospect events. So lots of fun.
Quite a large portfolio, right?
Yes.
Vast and complex, I'm sure. How many events total annually between both the external and internal events?
I would say between kind of all of the ancillary events that we do on top of our larger-scale events, maybe like 75.
Pretty robust portfolio.
We're a team of three. We just became a team of four.
Okay. So let's talk about kind of this team and at perfect transition there, honestly, the team and kind of this ethos that it sounds like you've established within the Sixth Sense organization. You and I talked a little bit about delivering these unique moments with impact. And it seems that that's an important priority across all of these 75 plus events that you do. So let's talk at a high level, talk about the value of this entire event portfolio. Can you tell me a little bit more about this kind of importance and the unique value that events bring to that overarching marketing strategy at Sixth Sense?
You know, events are a huge part of our overall marketing strategy, and we take our events really seriously. And I think that is because they're such a unique way to bring the Sixth Sense brand to life, right? And so I think, you know, especially for our user conference, like we're planning this B2B tech conference, right? And we're competing with all of these other conferences. So I think not only like does the content have to be amazing and useful to our attendees, but the experience really has to be incredible. I think coming out of COVID, like people need a real reason to go to in-person events, right? We tried really hard to continue to exceed expectations year after year. And that's really hard, right? That's hard as budgets get decreased and prices go up and you know, and so I think we try really hard to think about the customer journey at all of our events and how we're kind of carrying that through from like the second they walk on site until the second they leave, right? And so how do we create FOMO for people that aren't there? And how do we make sure that people want to keep coming back to our events? And we'll talk a little bit about how we kind of do that through experiences at the event. But I think, you know, in terms of the overall portfolio, again, it's really taking, you know, your budget for the year and thinking about what your goals are and then creating a strategy that way, right? So brand awareness is one thing, right? We might go to certain events and we say, we just want to get our brand out in the marketplace with this event, right? This is a group of people that don't really know us, so we're going to do X, Y, and Z at this show. Every year, we kind of continue to tweak our strategy as we get more brand awareness and as we increase our product portfolio, right? And we have different audiences that we want to hit. So, you know, and I think it's also the event types, right? Not only do we do a user conference, we talked about, we do third-party shows, and we continue to kind of grow in that area and tweak which events we go to every year. We do some really cool dinner series. We do virtual events when we don't have budgets to do in-person events, right? And so how do you just think about your portfolio as a whole and how you can drive impact for the business?
Well, I think what's like really unique about what your group is doing, maybe not unique, but it's a finer point to make, is that you're always starting with the objective of the event in mind, but driving that objective through experience, right? So your team is organized around kind of a common goal of generating the best experience tied to that outcome, which sounds very basic. But at the end of the day, I think sometimes we get so hung up on executing and just ticking the boxes, right? Like we're very to-do list oriented. And so we can be distracted from what is the ultimate goal of the thing. And I think as a leader within this space, I think you're doing some things right when it comes to kind of keeping your team aligned on a commonality, which is the event objective, right?
Yeah. Well, my boss always says data plus experience equals pipeline, you know, and so that's kind of a North Star for us.
I love that. Okay. So let's get down into the brass tacks on Breakthrough itself as just this specific event type within your portfolio. Talk a little bit about kind of your thought process, you know, that strategic planning, and how you're generating alignment internally. I know that can be a friction point for a lot of organizations. So give me a high level kind of overview of this conference, you know, the number of days, the number of people, all of those different, like kind of the event design, and even the location. Where is this hosted?
Yeah. So in 2023, we had our largest breakthrough yet. We had 1,000 sales and marketing professionals for 3 days in Frisco, Texas. So we're at the brand new Omni PGA Frisco. We had a complete buyout of the property. We had 3 overflow hotels. And basically, we had 3 evening events, 2.5 days of content, and that's internal and external keynotes. That's breakouts, mostly featuring customers. We had a partner showcase. So we bring together a bunch of partners in our ecosystem. And yeah, it was an amazing couple days. And in 2024, we are targeting 1,500 attendees at the brand new Fontainebleau in Vegas. So we're super excited about that.
I might need to go to that one.
Yeah, planning is already well underway for that one. So
how many years have you been doing this conference? Not you specifically, Bethany, but Sixth Sense as an organization. What's the number of years?
I think 6. It has really grown pretty significantly year over year. And in 2022, we had about 650 people. And so last year we were over 1,000. And this year we're hoping to be close to 1,500 all in.
That's awesome. Congrats. Because it's not an easy feat to grow to 1,000 plus, right? Like that's kind of a big milestone. And
it was certainly a big milestone for us.
Let's run this quick video that I think will give some of our listeners today a little bit more of a visual look and feel to what this Breakthrough event is all about.
Yeah.
I think you're here to learn, to get inspired.
I believe that collectively together, we can all be more.
Get a chance to get a hat, it makes you feel like a different person. I'm starting to get this Texas thing.
let's talk about that kind of origination of this conference for the Sixth Sense brand, right? How do you approach this thought process behind even creating a user conference like this? We'll have many listeners that are just kind of getting started. They don't know if they're ready. They're not sure if this is the right time. Do they have enough customers? Do they have enough prospects? You know, how, what types of timelines are typically even involved in the planning process here?
I think before you even go down the road of like committing to do a user conference, it is super important to get executive buy-in, right? Like, this is not the type of event that an events team or really even like a marketing team alone can pull off. It is like a full company event, right? We need sales, we need customer success, we need product. Everyone needs to come together to support this initiative or it will not be successful, right? So I think that that is the key starting point. And then I think it's like you have to have something to say, right? What are you're bringing all these people together. What are you going to say, right? Are you offering certifications, trainings? Do you have a new product launch that you want to feature? Really think about what you're trying to message to your attendees because they need a reason to come other than like it's going to be fun, right? Which is great too, but need some good content to get people there. You know, as far as timelines go, I think it depends on scope. I feel like because I love sourcing, I think now with just lack of hotel inventory and things like you really, depending on the size of your event, you really have to be thinking 18 months plus in advance. I think if you're smaller and you're just getting started, sure, you can be within a year. But what I would say is like the longer you have to plan, the better, right? Yeah. Like there's always, you're always going to need more time. The sooner you can get started, I would say the better. Like this, we wrapped up our conference October 20th, 2023. We launched pre-sale tickets for 2024, like a month later, right? And so we never really stopped. We just kind of went from one, the contract was already signed and we moved on to the next.
Yeah, it becomes the event that won't die. I feel very happy for our C-Event Connect conference. I didn't really introduce myself in that way, but I actually ran our event marketing for C-Event Connect. So I was very close to the conference timelines. And believe me, I get it. When you're feeling like you're consistently trying to drive registrations for one thing, it becomes a little bit like Groundhog Day every day. But Beth, I loved what you were saying about kind of this groundswell of support, not just from your marketing or your planning organization, right? Like this isn't something that you just wake up and decide even within this year's budget or even the next year's budget, hey, we're going to do this thing. And like now we're going to try to jockey for, you know, support from all of these different departments. It needs to be something that the organization decides to do, and the meetings and events team and marketing team are the ones kind of rallying the troops, but the troops are all aware that we're going into this together.
Yeah. And I actually had a very relevant conversation. Someone reached out to me through like a network and asked to talk. Her organization wants to do a user conference and she wanted some guidance. And she knows that they're not ready, right? She's like, this is not a good decision. We are not ready as an organization to do this, but how do I tell my executives that, right? And so we had a really good discussion about it. And I was like, you know, my recommendation is like, think about what you can do this year to get ready, right? Yeah. Like maybe it's a roadshow and a customer advisory board, right? Like start small and figure out like, is the organization ready to drive registration to something like, right? If you can't get 20 people to register for a dinner, you're probably not going to get 200 people to register for your user conference.
Totally.
You have to steer it somewhere.
It's funny because we have our president of sales, Chuck Gura, would tell this story when rallying our sales organization, the importance of C-Event Connect, right? Like we have very much buy-in from our executive team for our conference as well. I think C-Event Connect is in its like 13th or 14th year, somewhere in that time frame. And he tells a story about Mark Benioff at Salesforce, which of course Dreamforce is like the mecca of user conferences, right? Like we use that, I'm sure every user conference uses that as the inspo, right? Take little elements of it, but it kind of sets the standard for what's trending in the user conference space. And apparently our Chuck Gura was at dinner with Mark Benioff, and any question that came up or any part of the conversation, Mark would just say, go to Dreamforce. Conversation wasn't even related to the user conference at that time. The point being, it was so important at the CEO level to drive customer participation in this, that it kind of came second nature to just be promoting always on. So it's a perfect testament to showcase that's how you get there, right? The whole company has to be bought in from truly the uppermost echelons of the organization. So really good point.
Yeah.
All right. So can you tell me, Bethany, kind of how you usually plan and organize user conferences from that choosing of the venues and then handling the logistics? I know we kind of touched on it briefly here, but what does that look like for you?
You know, I think it takes a long time to plan a user conference, right? And it takes a lot of planning and organization, I think, before even like the real planning kicks off, right? So my team, ahead of launching internally, spends months in the background building out our timelines, working with the MOPS team to get the project built out in Asana so that everyone cross-functionally has transparency into, you know, their deliverables. Then we do kind of an internal core team kickoff, and that's probably 8 months or so prior to the event. And that's content, design, MOPS, that's all the large stakeholders that are going to be involved in the project. And by that time, we already kind of have the agenda structure confirmed. We've got our evening events confirmed. We've got everything high level locked in. But that allows the core team enough time to try to get their ducks in a row before like deadlines start creeping up. And they do, right? Like October seems really far away. It'll be here, sadly, before we know.
I know, right? Again, it doesn't die, right? So how do you start to bring in those stakeholder groups along this journey with you? You know, you've got your ducks in a row, you've got your project timeline, but there are these other groups that are involved, whether it is just ancillary marketers, whether it is your sales teams, your CS folks, your product, you know, if there's launches that are coming along, how do you start to shepherd them along in this process, which can be very tedious at times?
We're really lucky here at Sixth Sense that Breakthrough is this like internal mobilizer, right? Like it is an event that people wait all year for, and it makes my job easier, right? Like I don't have to beg CS and sales to get people. Like the second registration launch, they were on top of it, right?
Yeah.
But I think to our earlier point, like that comes with time, right?
Yeah.
Like it takes time to get everyone to the point that they support an event. And so I think if you're just starting off, like, and I was talking to this woman the other day about this too, I think data is really important, right? Like how can you prove internally to the organization the value of your events? And if you can do that, they will help you, right? Like we talk a lot about how at Breakthrough, the last 2 years, we've had 100% of accounts that come to Breakthrough renew. That's really amazing, right? Yeah. And that's something like our CS team is like, wow, I'm going to take that and run with it, right? And so I think the more you can kind of use data points like that, it will help you be successful internally.
Yeah, the word that came to mind was results, right? Results drive the investment, not only from the financial side, but also from time spent, right? Because that will be the biggest pushback in starting a user conference is, we don't have time to talk to customers about this. We're talking about all these other things. But if you can show that these are achieving their objectives through a different kind of channel, which is the event, it's a win-win for everybody. But it really is kind of that what's in it for me mentality, right?
I would say like, you know, CSO or like head of sales buy-in too, because sales is doing a million things. It's always going to be end of month, end of quarter, end of, right? Like they're always going to be pushed in right. A million different directions. And so unless you have that from the top, like, it will be very challenging.
Yeah. And this helps tie it all together, right? Organizationally, like this is helping driving an annual goal for the organization. So, okay, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. I helped shape the content strategy for Cvent Connect for several years. Let's talk about your event planning timelines and strategy and where that intersects with content strategy at Sixth Sense.
Yeah. I mean, content is a huge part of the event, right? And I talked about it before, like events just can't be fun, like there has to be compelling content. Breakthrough is primarily a customer event. We do have a couple key prospects in attendance, but it's primarily a customer event. And so we want our customers to come and learn best practices, learn from each other, right? How other customers are using our platform to be successful. So in 2023, we had 50 breakouts, and I would say like 45 of those were customer-led breakouts, 12 keynotes, over 75 speakers. And we're just really thoughtful in the way that we create an agenda because, again, like we want people to come and learn and really hear from each other, right? Like we don't want to, of course, we have our own keynotes and we have a couple of product sessions, but we find the most impact comes from customers hearing from other customers about how they're using Sixth Sense in their roles.
So how do you kind of add that creativity then into this planning process, really to kind of ensure that you're driving things forward? But also kind of to break up the monotony of just, okay, we've got the breakouts, we've got the general session. How do you get back to that team mission of creating a real experience here for your Breakthrough attendees?
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite parts of events, right? How do we create these experiences and how do we wow our customers, prospects, and employees too, right? And I've worked for a lot of companies. I've been around a long time. And in Sixth Sense, we take our events really seriously. And so I think for Breakthrough 23, we were in Frisco, Texas, and like we just leaned in to the location and the theme for pretty much everything, right? So my team, we created a lookbook with like outfit inspiration for the evening event attire. Our final party was corporate Coachella, which people like really went, they went in on. It was pretty awesome. And, you know, we were Western all over the place, right? So we had bandanas and cowboy hats. And on our final night, we had hair and makeup because we were festival, right? Like we just kind of leaned into the festival vibes. And again, like it's really just to create these events that people remember, right? Like it wasn't just a welcome reception and there were drinks and there was food, right? Like there has to be some other kind of experiences. So we also kind of leaned into the personalization aspect. So we had these little buttons that people could add to their lanyards to show common interests to encourage networking. So it's like one had a book and one had pots and pans, you know, like I like cooking, I like reading. And just again, like a way to get people to kind of talk to each other. We had a water bottle station that we gave away, these Owala water bottles that were like, I couldn't keep them on the shelves, but we had stickers. So we had all these fun, we had Revy, like our little mascot on some stickers and Breakthrough and like all these kind of fun Western themed stickers that people could customize their water bottles and people loved that. And then for our VIP, our customer advisory board event, we had this third generation hat maker come and they could customize their own cowboy hats. So he was steaming the hats and branding them with initials. That was really fun. And sometimes like, I mean, that was not inexpensive, right? But like, the buttons on the lanyards was a really inexpensive thing that just added a little something to the event, right? And so I think there are ways to create memorable experiences that don't have to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, that's a perfect transition to what we're going to talk about here is just kind of like the value of this event and how you're kind of quantifying all of this. While it's not the cheapest thing to do luxury or up-level things, you already told me that you have 100% retention of your customers from these. So, you know, what is the value to your organization to detract from a lost customer, right? What's the value of losing a customer or a saved customer, for example? So it's just, I mean, those are the types of business conversations we need to have with our executives when we're trying to prove the investment into these types of user conferences. So let's talk about that. Shift gears and really talk about the event value to Sixth Sense, the why behind your conference at large. It's not just for the buttons and the pins and the cute customer experience, which we love. And of course, from an event planning, that's kind of what makes our heartstrings excited. But there is the business side of this too, both the cost and the benefit. So, Bethany, I know you really like to talk about budgets. I might go take a little nap while you're talking about this part. But let's start with a very important equation in your ROI calculation, which is the budget management. So it can be daunting, especially when, you know, there's a lot of intricacies. This is usually conferences are multi-objective, lots of different vendors, suppliers. You already mentioned you had multiple locations that your hotels that you were dealing with. So tell me a little bit about some of those key considerations that you're making. Maybe a specific example of that effective budget management for a user conference.
It's funny because I really could talk about budgets all day. I love budgets. I think there's just something about like the satisfaction of managing and reconciling and tracking everything and hopefully coming in under budget at the end of the day. But a couple things that I try to focus on. I think number one, keep your budget up to date in real time. Like I'm in my budget every day from months and months prior to the event and I'm moving buckets around and I get actuals and I'm plugging them in and then I'm moving things and I'm also responsible for revenue, right? So we have ticket and sponsorship revenue. And so it's constantly trying to adjust and figure out, okay, where are we tracking with sponsor revenue? Where do I think we're going to end up? Because those are huge offsets to the budget at the end of the day. And I need to know where those are coming in, like so I can plan other things accordingly. So I think real time, that's super important. Number two, have a buffer. I probably am extra crazy about this, but I think 5 to 10% of your budget should be in your back pocket, hidden away. Maybe don't tell your CFO that it's there, but you never know what's going to happen, right? Like costs always come in higher. And then I think third, like it's super important to partner with finance and be transparent throughout the process, right? Like I meet with my finance team biweekly. We're always talking about like where we are with actuals and tracking and again, just like making sure that we're on the same page. And there's always changes, right? Like finance will say, oh, you know, actually we need to move this over here, right? And so you have to be transparent and you have to be talking to your finance partners throughout the planning. And I think by doing all those things, like I pride myself on, and again, I'm probably extra crazy, but like I came in 10% under budget for Breakthrough, which is, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, is that good or bad? Because then finance might take money away from me for next year, but it's a good thing, right? Like, again, we're trying really hard to not impact the attendee experience, but manage the budget as tightly as we possibly can, just given the environment out there. And
yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we definitely are in these inflationary times, right? So I think having that kind of obsessive nature about budget management, and I think your best practice on just plan for the unexpected is probably the best advice here, because it is quite an unexpected and unprecedented for many in the business environment right now, especially when you're working with so many different suppliers, vendors, agencies across the board. Costs can go unbridled very easily if you're not managing it like that. So,
and I think, like, you know, advocate to get the money that you need to put on the event that you want to put on, right? Like, I think that's really important. I say it all the time. I'm like, is your grocery bill the same as it was 2 years ago? Because mine is not, right? Right. And so when finance comes and says, like, you have the same budget year over year, but we want you to grow the event by 50%, it's like, okay, well, that's just not going to happen, right? Like, that's not a reasonable request. And so, sure, we can, I will try to sell more sponsorships and we will try to get more ticket revenue, but like, we can't be unrealistic in what we're, in what we're, you know, what we're asking. And so
that's a very common conversation across all of our customers who I'm talking with, you know, from all different types of industries, not just from the, you know, technology software space. This is common across any conference you're supporting or any event for that matter. Okay, so let's talk about the benefit side of the equation here for Sixth Sense, you know, kind of that ROI, event value. I think we talked a little bit about pipeline. We talked a little bit about retention. But can you kind of give me what that big picture opportunity is for Sixth Sense, Bethany?
Yeah. I mean, again, this user conferences are huge spend for companies, right? And so given the huge line item of Breakthrough, we have lofty ROI goals to achieve. And these goals are really important, right? And I think, you know, we've talked about executive buy-in. In order to get executive buy-in, like, I need my team to do everything we possibly can to hit these goals, right? So our standard, I would say across the board for events is 10x ROI on sourced pipe for an event. And that's really hard for a user conference, right? So an event with 95% customers, your customer upsell is not going to be as much as the ACV of a new deal, right? And so I think it's really important to set realistic goals for each of your events, right? And so we work really closely with MOPS. We look at our attendee breakdown of the past years. We look at the accounts that have registered. We look at the average deal size. And we try really hard to determine realistic pipeline goals based on historical conversion rates, right? And so I would say Breakthrough is the one event that, like, 10x ROI is, that's super hard, right? And yeah. So, but again, what other metrics are we looking at there to, like, make sure that this event is worth the spend? And another key metric for success for us on this event is meetings held on site. And so we use Jifl Now, recently new acquisition by Cvent. We went into the event for 2023 with a goal of 500 meetings on site, which is a lot, right? And so it's basically like we want every account in attendance to have one meeting. We exceeded that goal. We had 539 meetings held on site. And that was a huge effort, right? That was a huge cross-functional effort between sales, CS, our SCs, marketing. Like, we have all these SMEs on site that are taking these meetings. It really is a collective effort and a ton of teamwork that goes into being able to host that many meetings over a course of 2.5 days. But we see value in it, and that's why we do it, right? We are able to talk to our customers. We're able to get them in front of subject matter experts. We're able to talk to them about issues that they're having, right? We're able to talk to them about potential upsells. So there's a lot of value in these meetings, and it's become a huge component of Breakthrough. And then I think, like, you know, post-event, we have this Slack channel. It's called WinWire. It's just so amazing to see after the event, like, all these deals coming in, and they're saying, like, well, thanks to Breakthrough, because that made a huge impact, right? We, like, talked to our customers. 3 days on site was like 9 months worth of meetings that we would have had to have if they didn't come on site, right? And so we have dashboards and we're constantly looking at the dashboards and looking at our influence. You know, influence pipe is another one we look at really closely. And that number is fun because when you have so many accounts going to Breakthrough, right, that influence number is pretty high. But again, like, we just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to drive value for this event so that we're able to keep doing it year after year and able to keep, you know, getting our CFO and our CEO to sign off on the budget, because it's not, you know, it's not an inexpensive event at
all. Right. Well, and it sounds like you all have a pretty balanced way of looking at the value of this conference, right? I think a lot of organizations default to pipeline as a, like, the only metric, right? Conferences are multi-objective. And to your point, for Breakthrough, it's 95% customers. So, you know, it's not all about pure new business coming in, right? It really is about retaining the existing and then upselling them on new products too. So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about these other phases of the customer journey. You know, there's also top of funnel type of activity, brand awareness, brand affinity. And then there's also the down funnel opportunities on the customer adoption, these raving fans, customer loyalty. Oddly enough, those two kind of intersect, right? The brand affinity and customer loyalty. So let's talk a little bit more about how you're kind of driving those experiences a little bit more at more depth and more strategically than what we talked about already. And then proving value across those other stages of the journey beyond that, just the lead acquisition piece, right? Not just pipeline. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I think we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier too, but events really have an amazing opportunity to create brand affinity, right? And Sixth Sense, I always say this, like, has a ton of fanboys and girls, which almost makes my job harder, right? It's like the expectations are really high and we're constantly trying to raise the bar and create these memorable and amazing experiences that leave our customers wanting to come back year after year, right? And I think that's really important. And I think, like, the events go a long way in creating brand loyalty, and that's in large part to our amazing CS team. Again, we talked about this, but we meet with every customer on site at Breakthrough, sometimes more than once, to ensure we're understanding their needs, we're doing our best to help them get the most out of Sixth Sense. And relationships, right? Like, the relationships that our CS team is able to build with our customers is really important. And we're so lucky that events have the opportunity to bring them together and to nurture these relationships. And then I think renewals, and we've touched on this, 100% of accounts that attended Breakthrough over the last 2 years have renewed. That's pretty amazing, right? And that goes a long way in helping our team drive attendance, not only to Breakthrough, but to all of our events, right? And so I think when you're able to create an events program that sales and CS support, right, and they understand the incredible impact that events can have, it makes them so much more eager to help you get people to any of your events, right? And so we do dinner series, like I talked about. Like, we launch a dinner and it sells out within like 2 weeks. I mean, we very rarely struggle to get people, knock on wood, to our events. And I've been at a lot of companies and had a lot of trouble getting people to events, right? And so I think it's a combination of the affinity toward the brand, our, you know, the dedication of our internal teams, and we do a ton of enablement, right? And so we spend a lot of time. I've never done this much internal enablement ever before. We are just on top of them all the time with all the things we're doing, right? And I think, again, if they didn't have faith in, like, what we were doing, they would just be like, yeah, it's one more thing, right? But I think we're just really lucky in that we've created this brand and this events program that has internal support cross-functionally.
Yeah. And it sounds like there's quite a bit of a snowball effect, right? Like, the $1 invested in, you're getting X in return. You know, it really continues. It's something that pays in dividends, right? So sounds like Sixth Sense is doing some things right. So let's talk a little bit about, what did you learn last year that you're kind of applying to this year's plan, this year's strategy, this year's experience? What are some of those key takeaways that you're applying to your next year's approach?
It's very easy to look back at an event and be critical and overanalyze and think about how we could have done better as planners. Most of us are, you know, type A OCD people, and that's why we're successful, right? But I think for Breakthrough 23, I would say, like, I should have ramped up logistics planning earlier. And like we talked about, the events never end, right?
Never
never enough time. But this was a brand new property. And I think I didn't really, I was like, it's gonna be fine. It's beautiful. It's brand new. Right. And I think we pushed the boundaries of this mm-hmm. hotel, right? Like we were doing things that they had never done before. The drone show. Yeah, they had done a drone show. We erected these two huge tents to feed people, and they had a preferred tent vendor that they'd never worked with before, but they were their preferred. And so like it was engineering and all these teams had to get involved to like, you know, so there's always things that come up. And so I think I would have started a little earlier, but I had a million other events, right? I mean, always have, it's not like Breakthrough is the one event that my team is working on. And so I think just kind of thinking about those key things and starting earlier, that would have been good. And I think, you know, when we talked about this, like, don't embark on the journey of doing a user conference without full cross-functional commitment from the top down, right? A user conference is not something for the faint of heart, right? And I think it's really difficult to be successful if you're going at it alone. Again, like even marketing alone is not going to be successful in pulling something like this off. And budget and resources. We've talked about budget, resources. And that, again, is like, do your internal teams have the bandwidth, right? Does MOPS have the bandwidth to do all the things that it's going to take to all the emails and all the dashboard and all the things, right? Your design team, like our design team does a ton for Breakthrough to make sure that our brand comes alive on site. Vendors, like it just takes a village. And so I think just be really thoughtful about that and make sure you have resources aligned from the start.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation today, Bethany. I hope that those that were listening today got some great actionable takeaways that they can infuse into maybe their budding event strategy or even a mature strategy. But once again, thank you all for joining us. And thank you to Bethany. And thank you to Sixth Sense for sharing her with us today. Really appreciate your insights and your perspectives from your planning point of view. Great conversation. With that, thank you to all of our listeners and have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.